Come on, sleepyhead. Get moving. Time to rise and shine. Oh, come on. I know you've been up for an hour already. How are you still so tired? It's time to get up. It's time to get up. It's time to get up in the morning. It's time to get up. It's time to get up. It's time to get up right now. Boop. Of course we're going to go early. We want to get a spot at the front of the parade, remember? That's where all the energy's going to be. Oh, don't give me that. We agreed on this the other day, remember? Now move your butt before I move it for you. That's more like it. Get dressed. I know. I'm just so excited. I get to take you to your very first pride parade. That's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Popping a cherry. I feel like I'm a gay aunt watching my little one grow up. Almost brings a tear to my eye. Hey, I am older than you. I'm allowed to be weird like that. Eccentric. Oh, shut up. It still counts. You got your bag ready yesterday, right? Me too. Before we head out, let's double check we got everything. Let's see. You got your sunscreen, hat, glasses, our phones, portable charger just in case. What about water? Do you have a water bottle? Is it full? I know I'm babying you, but I'm excited. How about a jacket? I know. It's going to be hot, but what if it starts raining or gets breezy? Should take one just in case. Come on, grab it on your way out. You got space for all the handouts people are going to give us? Great. Looks like we've got everything we need. Last question. Are you ready? Hey. You don't need to worry about a thing. You're with me, and I've been to these types of events before. Just follow my lead. I'm the extrovert, remember? Trust me, it's going to be super fun. Now, whose car are we taking? Fine by me. Buckle up, buttercup. We're about to find a pot of gays at the end of a rainbow. Let's go. Okay, yeah, even I have to admit that was cringy, but shut up. I'm just having a bit of fun. So, you got any questions for me before we get there? Sure, quick rundown. Well, there's usually a more serious moment before the parade starts where someone articulate gives a speech followed by a moment of silence. But after that, it's a total party. Music, games, tons of color, and glitter, of course. All the jazz hands. And for some reason, there's always a guy with a giant bubble blower. I don't know why, but every pride I've been to has the bubble guy. Well, yeah, it's pretty simple once you get down to it. Just good times all around. Like-minded people going out together, bonding. We might even make a few new friends. At least, that's how I met some of mine. Yeah, Odie, Renma, Christian, I met all of them at Pride. Maybe we can finally expand your social circle just a bit. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Okay, I'll stop. Don't worry, I can do the introductions for you. I know you're a little nervous, so I am fine being your extroverted shield, okay? No problem. It's the least I can do. I'm just happy you decided to come. Well, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes there are people who show up to the parade just to say less than nice things. But try not to let that stop you. This is about us celebrating. Who cares if some jerks with no critical thinking skills don't like it? They're the ones missing out on diversity and amazing people who are so accepting. No. No, no, no. Don't think like that. The worst they can do is say shitty things. The city sanctioned a parade route so that we have full rights to this part of town. And I know cops don't always feel like they're open-minded, but they'll be there, and they'll have their eyes on anyone who starts acting hostile. As for a more reassuring fact, allies at these events are usually asked to stand on the outskirts of the parade line. Trust me, homophobes are much less likely to attack a straight guy than any other person. Just the way it is. Patriarchy, am I right? Yeah. Just try not to worry about it, okay? Today is the day for partying. Nobody can take that away from us. At least not on my watch. What was that? Oh, yeah. I understand being worried about that. It is scary to think that someone out there will recognize you and use the parade as ammunition against you, dox you. If it makes you feel any better, we can stick closer to the middle of the road. Besides, our outfits aren't exactly the most flashy, so those photographers won't really be interested in us. That is not flashy, trust me. If it really comes down to it, I'll be your wingman. I'll beat the crap out of anyone who thinks they're gonna hate you, okay? I got mad skills. I'm kidding, though. Jeez. Kinda. What? I didn't say anything. Oh, look over there. The new ice cream shop is finally open. Maybe we should go after the parade. What do you think? Well, I heard they made a special flavor just for this event. I'm sure it's colorful. Yes, I do love ice cream, but I might be gassy later. Shh. Ignore reality. Listen, I know I can't control if you're worrying, but I've gone to tons of pride parades before, and the worst that's happened at any of them was one time I gave myself heat stroke. Distracted much? Yeah. That's why I always triple check that my water bottle actually has, well, liquid in it. Trust me, it's not pretty to collapse in the middle of the parade, have your friends drag your floppy body to the car like you're drunk off your ass. Memories. So you got it? We're gonna keep in mind that today is about celebrating. We're gonna go out there, we're gonna have fun, make a good memory, and show the world that the LGBT plus community isn't going anywhere. Heck, that's the spirit. Here's the spot. We're here. Hold up. Before you get out. I got it. I brought some pronoun pins for us to wear. I figured that both of us could use a little more color, and since someone didn't want it to look like a unicorn threw up all over us, I figured this would be a compromise. Here, put it on. Looks good. I like it. You ready to go? Then let's do it. Remember, have fun. Good memory. Nobody can pull you down, and I'll take care of the rest, okay? Let's make your first Pride Parade something special. Deep breath in and out, and let's go running.